Okay, are you ready for step number 20? Because I'm definitely ready to give you this information. And before I start, the first thing I want to say to you is don't freak out, okay? This step is all about protection. And the moment that the medium says, hey guys, I need to teach you about protection, people tend to slightly freak out. And the reason is because they're like, oh my God, I need protection because there's ghosts and scary things that are going to eat me. And oh my goodness, the things that I hear are crazy. But here's what I want to tell you. If you're a chef in the kitchen, you have things that you use for protection. Like, I don't think you're putting your hands in the oven without wearing oven mitts. And if you're a doctor, there are things that you use for protection. Like, I don't think you're going into the operating room without a mask covering your face. If you're a teacher, there are things that you use for protection. Everybody has protection in any single job or career or workplace or home that you can think of. We have to. That's life. And so psychics and mediums, we need protection too. And not just from spirits that are on the other side, also from the people that are on this side. So one of the oldest and most obvious things that I think most people know about is smudging. You can use Palo Santo, you can use sage, you can use incense, you can use whatever it is that you're drawn to smudge. And smudge is just basically the ceremony of smoke that's said to remove any negative energy, thoughts, feelings surrounding a situation, surrounding a person, surrounding a place. And you can burn that sage and go around. Some people use a feather, some people use a little abalone shell to put their smudge in, and you can go around and just say a cleansing prayer. Now you're going to go, oh my gosh, what do I say? What prayer? Any prayer. Sometimes I say the Lord's Prayer. Sometimes I say what just comes to my mind. It's basically you're just claiming the space. Now when I smudge, I always go in a clockwise direction, and I always crack some of the windows in my home because I think the negative energy needs a place to go. It needs a place to be released. I also use salt, which is the oldest mineral in the world. And you hear about it even being spoken about in biblical times. They write about salt in the Bible and it being used for protection. I salt my property. I salt my doors. I salt my life. I mean, there's a whole lot of salt going down. And prayer. If you ask and you shall receive, which we already talked about, the power of prayer is so powerful. Prayer is said to just be like this force of sending what you want and what you need to the universe with this expectation and this inner knowing and belief that it will show up. I also only work with anything that comes from a place of love and light. It's a true story. I don't mess with anything. I don't want to deal with lower energies. I don't really know and truly, if I'm being honest, understand all of that. But what I do understand is that we all go to love and light on the other side. I want to share some things with you that maybe some other people have done in the past, witches, healers, sages, wise women, medicine women. One of the things that they did when they were working with spirit is they were covered their head. Romani women and wise women involved in this believed that if you covered your head or wrapping the head would protect them from any spirits that might be trying to connect with their crown chakra. Now, whether this is true or not, I don't know. I don't necessarily cover my head, but I do know that sometimes I feel a little bit more protected when I'm out in public with my hat on. When it comes to rattles, drums, crystals, being grounded, all of those things, herbs, medicine, you can really truly use anything to smudge and cleanse. You can use salt, you can use a rattle, you can use a drum, you can carry crystals in your bra and you can place them at your front door. Anything works. And when you think about protection crystals, you want to be looking at things like black tourmaline and smoky quartz and obsidian. I also use a lot of sweetgrass because as important it is to cleanse and smudge things out, it's also important to invite good things and blessings back into my life. I'm also very careful that I don't allow just anyone into my life. I am protective of my family and myself, and I'm very careful when it comes to allowing anyone's energy to come in and to affect me. I'm honest with myself and others about what I do as a medium, but I'm also realistic in that I don't allow myself to believe that, oh, hey, if there's only everything good, there I'm sure, is some stuff that is bad or dark or whatever they want to call it. I don't work there, though, because I'm way too busy focused on cleansing, love, light, and healing. I was once told by my great-grandmother to never give the devil a name, and I truly believe that, and I don't, because I'm only working in love and light. I hope that makes sense, and I say, today, go crystal shopping. Pick up as many as you can.